欢迎大家来到这一期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是凯。杨林，今天咱们学什么呢？
今天咱们要跟科技发烧友去买最新的电子产品。
It has Wi-Fi, a huge memory, and super fast processor.
听听世界各地不同的文化。
Most of my family are Christians too, but my brother converted to Islam.
学学怎么坦白从宽。凯要告诉大家怎么用美语说毛骨悚然。
毛骨悚然？您说动物吗？ Who you calling an animal?
不是不是，等会你听了节目就明白了。不过现在咱们先赶快来进入第一个单元， Learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
Mince words. Mince is spelled M-I-N-C-E and words W-O-R-D-S.Mince words.
Mince 是切碎， To mince words 就是把话说得婉转。这个短语通常用在否定句里， Not to mince words 就是说话直接，不兜圈子。
A frank person never minces words.
一个坦诚的人从来都是想什么说什么。
Tell me what you think and don't mince your words.
告诉我你的真实想法，直说，别兜圈子。奥朗德击败现任总统萨科齐当选法国总统。此前
The two candidates minced no words and traded insults in their only TV debate of the election campaign.
他们两人在总统选战的唯一一场电视辩论上唇枪舌战，毫不留情地互相攻击。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Mince words. Mince words. Mince words.
So, Kat, 你觉得我朋友 Matthew 怎么样？我听说你们俩昨天去约会啦。
Well, he's okay, you know. He seems nice, and dinner was fine.
What? Don't mince words, Kat. Tell me what you really think of him.
Okay, okay, I will come clean. Matthew is unbelievably boring. All he talked about the entire night was sports, sports, and more sports.I think I might have actually fallen asleep at one or two points during the night.
Uh-oh, 原来是这样。哎，无聊的男生确实很可怕。不过你刚才说到了一个词儿 come clean, 让我们来听听这个短语的用法。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第963讲，我是杨林，
我是 Steve Baragona。
上个周末我给园艺俱乐部烤了一盘曲奇饼干，把它们晾凉的时候我出去买了趟东西，但等我回来的时候发现有六块曲奇饼干不翼而飞了。我爸爸和弟弟都一口否认说自己没有吃，可等到晚饭时弟弟终于觉得愧疚，告诉我饼干是他吃的，让我哭笑不得。这让我想到一句习惯用语，那就是
Come clean. Come is spelled C-O-M-E and clean C-L-E-A-N. Come clean.
大家都知道 clean 是干净的， Come clean 字面意思是变得干净，实际上它是坦白承认，说出一切的意思。我弟弟就是这样，这谎再也撒不下去了。
He had to come clean.
不得不坦白交代了偷吃饼干的事情。在下面的例子里，这位妈妈最开始不愿意告诉女儿一件事，但后来她改变了想法，和盘托出。我们来听一听。
Mom came out of the doctor's office like everything was fine. Later, I overheard her on the phone talking about going to the hospital. When she realized I'd been listening, she came clean.She admitted that she was going to need heart surgery and didn't want me to worry.
这段话是说，妈妈从诊所出来的时候看起来跟平常没有什么两样，可是后来我听到她在电话上说什么她要去住院，她发现我听到了，就索性把一切都坦白地告诉了我。她说她需要进行心脏手术，但是不想让我担心。
父母都一样，出了什么健康问题都不告诉子女，生怕子女担心。我上次就因为类似的事情跟我爸好好谈了一次，我问他如果我要做手术不告诉他，结果出了问题，他会怎样想。所以说不论遇到什么为难的事情，不管是经济方面的、健康上的，还是吃了官司，都不能隐瞒家人。
It's always best to come clean.
你都应该坦白说出来。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Mom came out of the doctor's office like everything was fine. Later, I overheard her on the phone talking about going to the hospital. When she realized I'd been listening, she came clean. She admitted that she was going to need heart surgery and didn't want me to worry.
说起 come clean, 坦白，很容易让人想到犯罪和案件的审理。下面例子里就提到了一起案件，案件嫌疑人正在接受调查人员的讯问，让我们来听听看。
The interrogator had doubts that the suspect would talk, but now that she understands she risks going to jail for many years, she's coming clean. She's confessing everything, how she planned the burglary and got her friends to help her carry it out.
这段话是说，审问人员开始并不知道嫌疑人会不会交代，但是如今他明白，不老实交代就可能会面临多年监禁，所以他把一切都说了。从他怎样策划这次入室抢劫，到他的朋友如何帮助他实施，交代得一清二楚。
他这是正确决定，如果现在不坦白，之后被查出来，被处罚的刑罚会重得多。就我来说，我觉得我想犯罪都没那个本事，我根本不知道怎么骗人，更别说帮助别人骗人了。
I'm the type of person who comes clean rather quickly.
我如果做错了什么事情，我肯定很快就招了。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
The interrogator had doubts that the suspect would talk, but now that she understands she risks going to jail for many years, she's coming clean. She's confessing everything, how she planned the burglary and got her friends to help her carry it out.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 come clean, 意思是彻底坦白。好的，这次的美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Steve Barragona。
谢谢各位的收听。
See, my dream date would definitely involve something more exciting.
比如呢？
I would love to go for a hike in the woods, or go rock climbing, or, oh yes, skydiving. Now that would be something worth staying awake for.
啊，空中跳伞？哎，我的妈呀，要我可不，我肯定会被吓死的。
每个人不一样吗？不过你刚才提到了害怕，咱们来看看美语里有什么时髦用法。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Donny 在北京学汉语，他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是吴琼要问的，毛骨悚然。
吴琼，昨天的电影好不好看啊？
别提了，讲吸血鬼的，吓死我了。怎么说来着？ I was scared to death.
I told you you'd be scared to death, and you didn't believe me.
早知道听你的就对了，特别是女主角被变成吸血鬼那段，简直毛骨悚然，吓得我汗毛都立起来了。对了，美语里有类似的说法吗？
Yeah, we say the scene made my hair stand on end.
Hair 就是毛发 ，stand on end 立起来，连在一起 ，to make one's hair stand on end 吓得人毛发都立起来了。所以要说那一幕吓得我汗毛都立起来了，就可以讲 the scene made my hair stand on end。
Right. Speaking of blood-sucking vampires, there is another way of saying you're scared to death. You can say it made your blood run cold.
Blood 是血 ，cold 是寒冷 ，to make one's blood run cold 让血都变冷了，也就是中文里说的吓得我浑身冰凉吧。
Exactly. I'm taking my girlfriend Rachel to see the movie tonight.
什么 ？Rachel 不是特别胆小吗 ？The movie will make her hair stand on end.
I know. When she is scared to death, I'll be there to comfort her. She will think I am her knight in shining armor.
啊，你想让 Rachel 觉得你是 her knight in shining armor, 身穿闪亮盔甲的骑士，保护她的英雄？我看你啊，八成是别有用心。
言归正传，还是说说你今天都学了什么吧。
第一，吓死了，是 scare to death。第二， 吓得毛发倒立是 to make one's hair stand on end。第三，吓得浑身冰凉是 to make one's blood run cold。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里结束了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Donny， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
哎，这一集对我真有用。I would be scared to death if I went skydiving. Even thrillers and horror movies scare me so badly that I can't fall asleep.
That's why I say everyone is different. Thrillers are definitely my favorite type of movie.
我就是特喜欢那种不知道下一刻会发生什么的感觉。
For me, the idea of being forced to watch a romantic comedy, now that is terrifying.
Uh-huh, 所以说真的每个人都不一样。世界上有很多不同的文化，大家喜欢信仰的东西也不一样。这不，在今天的 Go English 里，咱们就要一起去看看世界各地的不同文化。
Let's listen.
美语三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目社会文化单元的初级课程。Jan 和 Will 初次约会，想要多了解对方，他们谈到了彼此的宗教信仰。Jan 的父母来自中国，他是个佛教徒，而 Will 呢，则在美国长大，信基督教。
That's right, Winnie. When you talk about religion, it's important not to offend other people.
没错，在美国啊，宗教信仰是私人事务，也是个敏感话题呢。所以谈到这个问题的时候，要礼貌，小心，不然的话很有可能会 offend other people， 得罪别人呢。
So, Jane, what religion are you?
I guess I'm Buddhist, because both my parents are Buddhist, but I'm not really practicing.
I see. So you don't pray very often?
No, the only time I pray is during the holidays with my parents.
Wow, Will 怎么一上来就问人家的宗教？这个约会开场白还真少见呢。
Right.And what does Jane say?
Jane 说因为她父母都是佛教徒，所以她自己应该也算是个佛教徒，不过她并不真的 practice. Professor, practice a religion 就是虔诚地信奉某个宗教，按宗教教义来生活的意思吧。
Exactly. For example, a practicing Jew would go to the synagogue every Friday to pray.
Oh, a practicing Jew...一名虔诚信奉犹太教的教徒会每个星期五去 synagogue 犹太教堂祷告，这样坚持不懈也很不容易耶。
Well, many people think that praying helps them spiritually.
What about you, Will? What religion do you believe in?
I'm a Christian. Most of my family are Christians too, but my brother converted to Islam.
Oh, really? Why did he do that?
He married a Muslim woman. She wanted them to share the same faith, so he converted.
Will 的家人大都是基督教徒，不过他说他哥哥 convert to Islam. Professor, 这是什么意思呢？
When you change to a different religion, you can say you converted to a different religion.
Oh, convert, C-O-N-V-E-R-T, 就是改变宗教信仰。Will 的哥哥以前也是基督徒，但是啊，因为交了个女朋友是 Muslim。穆斯林，所以呢，现在也改信 Islam， 伊斯兰教了。
Yes, Winnie. Have you noticed that there are two different words used to describe Islam? The religion is called Islam. The people who believe in Islam are called Muslims.
对，伊斯兰教是 Islam， 而伊斯兰教徒呢，则是 Muslims， 也就是穆斯林。
Are your parents devout Buddhists? Do they go to the temple often?
Yes, they go there to pray a lot. Do you go to church often?
I go to church every Sunday.
Isn't it hard waking up so early on the weekend?
Sometimes, but going to church is very important. I'm a pretty religious person.
听起来 Will 比 Jane 更加的虔诚呢，因为他每个星期天啊都会去 church 教堂。哎，对了 ，Professor， 基督徒呢去 church， 佛教徒去 temple 寺庙。犹太教徒则去 synagogue， 那 Muslims 去哪里祷告呢？
Muslims pray at their mosque.
Oh, mosque,
M-O-S-Q-U-E, Mosque, 清真寺。Will 每个星期天啊都要起大早去教堂。他说这样虽然有点累，但既然是教义规定的，他就得执行。
So Jane, do you think your parents would be mad if you married someone who isn't a Buddhist?
Did you say marry? Will, it's only our first date.
I know, but I just wanted to ask you, just in case.
Actually, my parents have told me that it's okay to marry someone who believes in other religions.
这个 Will, 初次约会他就提到结婚的事了。还好 ,Jane 的父母同意女儿嫁给不信佛教的人。哎，对了 ,Professor Bowman, 在中国啊人们可以既拜佛拜菩萨又拜太上老君玉皇大帝的。可是我发现啊西方人只能信一种宗教哎。
That's true. Which do you think is better?
我看啊对所有神明都崇敬都拜那一定就会有神来保佑你的。各位听众这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里下次再见。
不同文化的融合确实得付出很大努力。哎，别说文化，就连爱好都一样呢。
I know, my ex is such a tech head. He just had to have every new Apple product or the newest camera. Sometimes I think he would rather date his gadgets than me. Honestly, he even spent more time and money on them.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. 不过这些科技发烧友对新电子产品的热情也真让我无法理解。正好下面的 Business Etiquette 里就讲到了这个话题，咱们一起去听一听。
礼节美语。
Sarah 在公司走廊上看到同事 Henry。
Hi Henry, how was your weekend?
Excellent, I went down to the mall and got myself one of those new mini computers.
You mean the new orange Supercom 4? I've seen ads for those on TV, they look really cool
They are pretty cool. It has Wi-Fi, a huge memory, and super fast processor. Plus, it's so small, it fits in a shirt pocket. Look, here it is.
Wow, it's so thin. Hey Mark, check out Henry's new toy.
Henry 情绪很好，因为周末他去买了一个最新款的迷你电脑。
The new orange Supercom 4.
有无线宽带，大容量存储，超快的处理器。而且体积小到能装在衬衫口袋里。Sarah 看了觉得很酷，叫同事 Mark 过来。
Check out Henry's new toy.
看看 Henry 的新玩具。Mark 说
Ah, the orange Supercom 4, eh? It's all the rage these days. Must have cost you a pretty penny.
Actually, it was a tad bit expensive. I signed up for an early waiting list, but because demand was so strong,I did have to shell out a couple extra $100 for it.
I saw news reports that people were lining up around the block in front of orange computer stores. Some people were even camping out overnight, waiting for the store to open.
Mark 不用看就知道 Sarah 说的是 Orange Supercom 4, 因为
It's all the rage these days.
这是现在最流行的。说一件事情是
All the rage.
意思是时下最流行的。比如
Skinny jeans are all the rage.
时下最流行穿细腿牛仔裤。Mark 猜
It must have cost you a pretty penny.
你一定花了不少钱。
Cost a pretty penny.
是价格不菲的意思。Henry 承认因为订购的人多。
I did have to shell out a couple extra $100 for it.
我确实不得不多交了几百美元。
To shell out.
意思是出钱。Mark 说新闻里说为了买这款新电脑不少人在 Orange Supercom 电脑专卖店前大排长龙甚至有人
Camp out overnight
夜里在商店门口露营 Henry 说
I didn't camp out but I did have to stand in line for about 4 hours
Is it really worth all the effort? I'm not that devoted to anything If the wait is longer than 15 minutes count me out
Well, some people are early adopters of technology. They just have to get their hands on the latest product.
Yep, that's me. I got my first computer when I was 14, and from that day onward, I was hooked. Every time a major new product comes out on the market, I've just got to get it. I'll bet I've spent tens of thousands of dollars on IT products over the years.
Henry 说自己虽然没有彻夜露宿，但确实排了四个小时的队。 Sarah 表示不理解，说不管买什么，如果要排15分钟以上的队，
Count me out，
我就免了吧。 Mark 说有些人就是科技潮人，
Early adopters of technology，
有什么新产品他们都得在别人前面用上。
They have to get their hands on the latest product，
这里所说的
To get their hands on something
意思是得到。 Henry 承认自己就是这种人，14岁有了自己的第一部电脑后，
I was hooked，
我就着迷了，这么多年不知道在科技产品上花了多少钱。
这些科技发烧友们可真够呛。 How do they keep up with all the new gadgets? New things come out every day.
Well, it can certainly be overwhelming, but I can't imagine life without my smartphone. What if I got lost?What if I didn't check my email 18 times a day? What if I didn't stalk 周杰伦on Weibo? He would miss me.
He definitely would miss you, Kat.
He would!
现代人生活忙得四脚朝天，要是没有科技的帮忙，估计就疯了。不过正好，说到繁忙，咱们来听听这个词儿用美语怎么说。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English?
当你在北京学中文，他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是杨林要问的，忙。
Hi, 杨林, what's up? I haven't seen you in ages.
别提了，我最近特别忙。 I'm really busy. 忙得四脚朝天，怎么说 ？Four feet up.
Four feet up.I can imagine. But in English, we don't say that. You can say, I'm up to my neck in work.
I'm up to my neck in work? 工作太多，堆到和脖子一样高。被工作压得喘不过气来。这个说法太形象了。还有别的吗？
There is another expression that also has to do with body parts. It is, I've got my hands full.
I've got my hands full. 我明白了，就是说两手都没闲着。
Exactly. Oh, I just thought of another one. I have a lot on my plate.
I have a lot on my plate? Plate. P-L-A-T-E. Plate 不是盘子吗？说盘子里有很多东西，那一定是忙着吃呢吧？
That's possible. Anyway, when you say you have a lot on your plate, it means you're busy.
我知道了。哎呀，我快迟到了，快，再教最后一个。
Okay, this one will be easier to remember.I've got a million things to do.
太夸张了吧。I've got a million things to do. 有一百万件事情等着我去做。
Right. Now, Yanglin, tell me what you've learned today.
今天学到的还真不少。形容特别忙可以说 I'm up to my neck in work. 工作堆到脖子了。I've got my hands full. 两手都站着呢。I have a lot on my plate.盘子里堆得满满的，哎呀，我得赶紧走了。I've got a million things to do.
这次的美语怎么说就到这里结束了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Donny， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
现代人的生活总是这么忙碌，这不是之前有好几起年轻人猝死的事件，就是因为压力太大，工作太累了。
Yeah, I heard those reports too. That's a reminder for us, Yanglin. In the interest of our health, we should definitely take it easy with all this serious hosting and go take a break to have some fun.
那我只好听你的咯。好的，这次的节目时间就到这里。同学们，如果你对我们的节目有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com.
And tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
See you next time.
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》。内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。
The Voice of America.